You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I make this podcast to help you feel better, learn something new, and enjoy your life by letting all those emotions out, whether it's tears of joy or sadness that are going to turn into a beautiful day for you. I release a new episode almost every day that is recorded live on my Facebook or Twitch. You can just search Jerry Banfield and follow me on either of those if you haven't already, if you'd like to join us and be a part of the discussion each day. If you want to get in contact with me, you can go to jerrybanfield.com. I now have a phone number. You can text in the USA or Canada, and you can also send me a message on WhatsApp if you'd like to reach out privately. I'm grateful for a partnership with Genitrust Savings to help make this podcast financially viable. Imagine earning up to 12% interest in a savings account that is FDIC insured. That's what I'm doing right now with my Genitrust savings account. And if you would like to be earning up to 1% a month interest, go to jerrybanfield.com, look for where it says savings under the bullet list, and you can click on the direct link, which is genitrust.com/jerry. And you'll also see a link to a YouTube video where I go into great detail for 20 minutes and answer all the questions I know you have about the Genitrust savings account. I'm so excited to get this podcast started with you. And if I ever get another sponsor on my host Anchor, then there'll be a sponsorship thing that plays right here afterwards. I love you. You're awesome. And now we'll get started with the actual episode. I've made this about 2 minutes long. So if you listen to every episode, you can just hit skip 4 times and get straight to it. If you want to see how to increase your engaged followers on Facebook Gaming to help you on the path to partner, my intention is for this video clip, which I'm recording live while I'm playing Magic the Gathering, will be the very best for you today. If you're new to my videos or my stream somehow, I'm Jerry Banfield. I've been putting tutorials out on Facebook Gaming for years now. I was one of the first to do live videos on Facebook Gaming, and I've done a lot of interesting experiments. I've quit gaming twice. I've switched off my main game multiple times. I've had a lot of success and a lot of failure, and I've learned from all of it. So I'm so excited to share that experience with you today while I'm actually doing the gaming that is a part of being a Facebook gamer. I hope you'll love and enjoy this. The first thing that's most critical, is if you want to increase your engaged followers, you need to understand the definition. What exactly is an engaged follower? An engaged follower is someone who's watched one of your videos in the last 14 days. Now that means it could be an offline video even. It doesn't even have to be a video that is a live stream. And with that in mind, I would suggest that you make sure you do clips from your videos. That's exactly what I'm doing right now, and I'll tell you the easiest way to do it. So if you've got something like a Stream Deck, like I've got this phone set up as a Stream Deck. And what I do is I just hit record when I want to record something. And then, nice, that was a fast win. So I just hit record when I run and record something, talk straight through a clip like this right here. I get a background set up, talk straight through it, then hit record and upload that directly. That's one way to do it. That's the fastest way for you to create little clips of your videos. For example, if you're playing Warzone, like I often play, what you can do is you can hit record at the beginning of a game. And what I do now is I say, hey, I'm going to show you how to win a Warzone game. And I just hit record, talk through it. If I actually win, then I'll upload the whole game as a video. If I don't, then I will simply delete that video. That's another way to do it. But the bottom line is, if you want to increase your engaged followers, doing videos is one of the most helpful things you can do, because almost every streamer who is a Facebook partner like me, who has a track record of building a successful community, who has thousands of engaged followers, almost all of us, we upload videos. And we upload videos because Facebook recommending videos is a great way to get new people in and to keep the people watching that are already interested in what you're doing. For example, let's say you found my video before, you're like, this guy's really cool, I want to watch some more of his videos, then you forget about me, and then you're like, ah, I'm not gonna watch him live, that's too much. But then I put up a quick little, you know, I put up a Warzone game that I win, or I put a little tutorial up like this, then you end up and come back and watch for that new video. And that's why putting clips up is so good, is because it helps you stay connected with the followers you're already connected with, and who may be getting too busy or following too many people's streams. And because if you're doing a 4-hour live stream, you want the best moments of your stream to be shared and easily available to watch. You can hire a video editor. However, I would encourage you to keep your costs as low as possible. Hiring a video editor is often going to take you about the same amount of time as doing it yourself, especially getting it set up. So especially when you're just getting started on your stream, I would suggest do not hire or rely on a video editor. I suggest just do your own editing. You can very easily edit with something like, I use Adobe Premiere Pro. I mean, it has a little bit of a learning curve, but if you've got your own stream, it's really helpful to know how to use video editing programs so that you're not dependent on somebody else, so that you can keep your expenses low. And therefore, the easiest way to do it, you're already using a program like OBS, just get in the habit of recording your best clips. So if you just, and like I do, you can even set it up and think about how you can record parts of your stream and turn that into a tutorial. You can make the editing easier on yourself as well. So what you can do is you can, for example, you can put out, if you are doing Warzone games, you can just record each individual game. Then if you make a really sick play on that actual game, what you can do then, go back and cut out the end of it if you want to, or just put the whole game up. If you're playing Magic like me, right this second, what I like to do is I kind of make a theme to it. Like I start a recording, I talk about my deck at the beginning of it, then I play some games. If the games go well, then I upload it to YouTube and go, this deck won 10 games in a row and got me into Diamond. Real video clip I did. I explained the deck, went on a 10 winning streak, upload it to YouTube. And I didn't need to upload that one to Facebook because it was, actually, you do need to start uploading, even if it's almost all of a live stream, you need to upload it to Facebook because Facebook now is getting rid of keeping streams forever. Therefore, you want to get your streams uploaded to Facebook and get clips uploaded to Facebook because Facebook's actually going to take old live streams down. So if people look way back through your content, you need the video clips. So the number one thing you need to be able to do to get your engaged followers up is make sure you get video clips put up. That's the number one thing. And once you are putting video clips up and doing your live streams and staying consistent, that's going to give you the best chance for success. As you put those video clips up consistently over time, then you're in the position that people are going to be watching your live streams and you will be able to get some new followers from the videos you put up. And the synergy happens. What I did that blew my followers up at the end of 2020, at the beginning of 2021, I put out several videos that Facebook started sharing them into the suggested feed. So Facebook started putting these videos out everywhere in the suggested feed. And this got me all over the place because Facebook put these clips up from the suggested video feed and all kinds of people started watching these videos that I uploaded. And then they started coming into my live streams. And the bigger my live streams got, the bigger I was getting even more followers. And then when I would release a video, then I was getting even more followers from that. So it's a snowball effect. So you put out these videos, they help you build your stream up even bigger. Then you do your live streams, you get even more people. It's a positive reinforcement loop. So your videos build your live stream builds your interactions on videos. That's why you'll see some of the top streamers on Facebook, they're putting out just a bunch of videos repeatedly over and over again. And that's why they're doing it. They're doing it because it helps them to get just tons of views on their videos. And it works out really well. So I would suggest make sure you get videos put out. And I've talked in depth about videos, so you actually do it, because I know it takes a bit of effort, extra effort, and you're like, oh, I can't be bothered to put out videos, and you know, I'm too busy for that. Well, that's what it comes back to. What is your priority? Is your live stream truly a priority for you, or is it not that big of a deal? And that's where you want to decide, look, how important is your live stream? Is it worth taking the time and energy to cut some other things you're doing out of your life so you have more time to do your live stream? Or is it not that big of a priority? If you want to build your engaged following, your live stream needs to be a priority. I'd say at least 20, maybe 30 hours a week if you want to have the best chance for success with your live stream. That's not a requirement by any means, but it's something that you just might want to keep in mind. So as you keep building your live stream, it will continue to just snowball on itself. So that's why the number one thing with your live stream is consistency. You need to be able to do your live stream almost every day, ideally, if you can, at the same time. And that will help you build your engaged followers. That's why I go live at about the same time each day, because that helps a lot with consistency. You know when I'm live, you know when you can expect me to be live, and therefore it gives me the chance to build my followers. Because if you think about most of the live shows you watch, most of the live shows you watch happen at about the same time. And if you can set up a schedule, that will help you to have your followers build into their habits that, okay, Jerry is online most days at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern. Now, of course, you can vary a little bit, but if the more you vary, the more it makes things a little bit difficult in terms of consistency, in terms of your viewers. So if your viewers set up habits, like I'm going to watch Jerry at 11 a.m. every single day, then those habits will help you to grow your stream a lot. But if you set up habits where you're not online at the same time each day, then it makes things a bit difficult for your viewers to figure out, well, when's Jerry going to be online today? And if your viewers don't know when you're going to be online, then it makes it difficult to get that habit formed. You want your viewers to have a habit of watching you at the same time. And when your viewers make a habit of watching you at the same time, then what happens? Then you're in really good shape. When your viewers make a habit of watching you at the same time, now it's easier for them to recommend their friends. And what you really need to build your engaged followers is to have people watching your stream consistently over a period of time. Now, you can certainly take breaks, but you really need people to be watching your live stream over a consistent period of time for the best opportunities. So what I do is I go live at about the same time every day. I put out video clips from my live stream, and this allows me to consistently build my following. Now, in terms of picking which game to play, yes, picking which game to play has a huge impact on what kind of results you get for your live stream. And I just gave that a nice test. I played Magic the Gathering instead of playing Warzone, and I lost a whole lot. My views went down like 90% playing Magic instead of playing Warzone. And that's okay. because it's important you be able to have fun doing what you're doing. You don't want to just be doing something purely as a means to an end and not even enjoying it at all. You want to make absolutely sure that you are enjoying what you're doing. And it's going to be better to really enjoy what you're doing instead of not having any fun doing what you're doing. So you want to make sure you are thoroughly enjoying what you're doing, because that will give you the ability to keep doing it. And if you just quit doing what you're doing, if you quit doing what you're doing and you quit doing your live stream, then you're going to find that things are not going to go very well from there for you, because you, like me, you will lose a ton of your viewership when you quit. And when you quit and that's really demotivating, then you're not going to want to do it anymore, which is going to lead to a lot of struggle. So if you want the maximum amount of engaged followers, you really want to make sure you consistently do your live stream. And you want to make sure you're having fun. Uh-oh. I had a whole plan for this, and it didn't go how I thought it'd go. As protection, I was hoping I could target that, but it didn't work like that. So if you're making this, yes. So if this is, Lisa says, if this is the source of your income, you need to make it a priority where consistency is key, 20 to 30 hours a week. Is a short week? Well, it depends on your life situation. So it depends on your life situation as to how many hours are appropriate for you. If you're, like, I'm a dad with two kids, I go to Alcoholics Anonymous and spend hours doing that every week. I take lots of time for my self-care. So for me, about 30 hours a week, is 20 to 30 hours a week is what I can handle for my live stream. And in doing that, then that's all I can handle for my live stream. So I do my live stream with what I've got. And another thing you really need to consider with your live stream is doing it over time. A lot of us, we get so impatient that our live stream has to be immediately successful and we need to instantly be this big deal. And if that doesn't happen, we just want to quit. You might need to realize if you want to really build your engaged following, you may need to stream for years. I've been streaming off and on for 6 years now. And consistency over time is one of the most important things, because if you're not consistent over time, you lose your engaged following very easily. As I've lost a lot of engaged followers from not being consistent over time and by quitting doing my live stream. So what you want to do is make sure your live stream's sustainable. So I'm saying, don't feel like you have to do 20 or 30 hours constantly. You want to make sure whatever you're doing is balanced, that you can keep doing it indefinitely. Because if you quit doing your live stream, you're going to wipe out a huge amount of your work. Like, if you look at the stats I've got here, these are fantastic stats for almost 10,000 engaged followers and all the live notification followers. If you look at some people who've been streaming as long as I have that have been consistent and have not quit for long periods of time, you can see that their stats are just monstrous. And that's because when I quit gaming twice for over a year, I lost huge amounts of people who were following me and watching every day, stopped showing up and forgot about my live stream. And that's okay. I wouldn't go back and do it differently, because now I really can teach the value of consistency. I know firsthand how important it is to be consistent based on my own experience being inconsistent. Oh, often your experience doing it the wrong way, so to speak, could be very valuable. So don't go back and question anything you've done in your live stream except as to what you can learn from it today. And don't compare yourself to other streamers. Focus on doing a great job on your own live stream and you will be very happy with where you're at. And ultimately, if you want to be successful, you need to be happy with where you're at, because otherwise you'll quit. And if you quit, it doesn't matter how many engaged followers you have, because you'll lose the majority of them. Now, I am happy to see that so many of my followers have stuck with me over the years through so many changes. Still, John, thank you for the share. Still, it's normal that if you stop for an extended period of time, like I've just did a little experiment recently of taking an extended break from Call of Duty Warzone, and I am glad to see so many people coming back watching me. However, I did lose thousands of followers playing other games, and the views on the stream are like 50% less of what they were before taking that time off. And that's why it's important to think, if you hate playing a game, whatever you're doing, you're going to be attracting more of it. And that's why it's important you be able to play a game you really love. If you're playing a game just to try and get views and you hate it, you're not going to make a very good show, probably. I do have a lot of fun and love playing Warzone. I quit it for a while because I wasn't having fun and didn't want to play it. And I see today that it's more important to stick with my live stream than it is to absolutely maximize all of my followers. Maximizing followers is a secondary priority. The first priority is that I love and enjoy my live stream. Because if I'm not loving and enjoying my live stream, the number one way that things don't go well is when I quit doing it entirely. So the most important thing to keep your numbers up is that you don't quit your live stream, that you stick with it no matter what. And the only way you're going to do that, it again comes back to, why are you doing your live stream? Why are you doing this? What's the point of your live stream? Why are people going to watch your live stream? I would ask a lot of these questions of yourself and make sure you've got really good, in-depth, clear answers that, oh, I'm doing my live stream because I want to help people feel good about themselves and love themselves. I want to help people see that there's meaning in their lives. I want to help people love and enjoy the life that they have. I do my live stream because it's fun. So it's essential you think about all these things with your live stream, because even if you get your followers way up, various things are going to happen. The algorithm will change. Some negative thing will happen to you. And when that happens, you will be tested. And when you're tested, the question is, how are you going to do? Are you going to quit your live stream like I did a couple of times? Are you going to persist and do your live stream when it's difficult? What's going to happen? And I'll give you a couple more tips to maximize the algorithm. You always want to write a good description if possible. What's up, John? Nice to see you today. Paul says, do you think streaming helped you keep your sobriety? Absolutely. I've very much enjoyed. I think streaming's been a very positive part of my sobriety because it's been a chance for me to carry the message. So I would say, yes, streaming's been a very positive part of my sobriety. And I like streaming because it gives me the chance to, it gives me the chance to share my message and to make my life experience very worthwhile. And I love that. So that's why you look deep into why you do your stream. And then I will put that in your description. So on Facebook, write in your description a little bio about yourself so people can get to know you. Write a little description so people can see who you are. I have a little bio that says, I'm a spiritual teacher, I've got kids, I'm sober, I've been married for a while. I have that in my bio so that people can get to know me better. And that way, I'm able to connect with people on a deeper level than just being this live streamer they know. And that helps me to make, when somebody comes into your live stream, you want to make a lasting impression with them. You don't want to just be some passing scroll through the news feed. You want to make a lasting impression with somebody when they come across your live stream. So I encourage you, make sure you do whatever you can to make a lasting impression where you truly stand out and where you're not just another streamer. That might mean you change your outfit. I've worn tube tops. I've worn costumes at various points. I've done all kinds of things to stick out. And I put these tutorials out like this because this is what I'm most known for, is all these tutorials I've put out like this. So make sure you put some tutorials out like this, because putting things out like this can make a big difference for you. Putting tutorials out like this can bring new people to your live stream. A lot of the people that watch my live stream have given me the ability to be here with you today. And I get really enthusiastic people from putting these tutorials out that come in that drop stars. And stars is one of the things you'll need if you want to be a partner. And go ahead and put some longer videos out. Because lots of times, if you actually get someone watching, one of the metrics the algorithm ranks on is how long you keep people watching. So the longer you can keep people watching, the better that's going to be for you. And if you can put out longer videos and people will watch the whole thing, then that makes it much easier for the video to get recommended and to get you even further out there. I think we've covered this in quite a bit of detail now. I've given you a lot of the most essential tips. I've explained to you what you can do to get your engaged followers up. I hope that's helpful for you, and I'll redirect my energy to focusing on interacting with the live audience here.